Oleg speaking.
Oh, hi, Oleg. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for your patience this morning. They had to reboot our system, so I told Catherine I'd call you back as soon as we're up and running again.
No worries.
So what's going on? I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everything you guys are selling is really good, and it sounded good, and it's perfect, but there's a lot of negative reviews towards you guys, and I mean, it's just, I've been screwed over by Angie's List before, and I feel like I'm just not in the right, I guess, you know, not in the right time right now, so I just want to cancel it, you know, that way I'm not getting taken advantage of. Not that I'm saying that you guys are going to or not, it's just, for me, there's too many red flags on the fact that, you know, there's just a lot of inconsistencies with what's been told, and I've talked to somebody that used you guys and stuff, and so nothing personal towards you guys, it's just been a lot of these companies do call me, and they try to do the same thing, and been screwed over before, and so I just want to cancel it, and maybe down the line I'll rethink it.
Okay, so thank you so much, Oleg, for explaining all of that to me, because I totally understand where you're coming from. Matter of fact, we deal with a lot of the Angie Leads clients, and most people tell me that they were screwed over by that company. So I'm so sorry that you went through that and you had to kind of learn the hard way. But I can tell you that we can't wear a black eye for something that company's done to you. And I understand also with everything that you've gone through with them. And, you know, if you go online and you read some of the reviews on Local Splash, that it's scary. But I do want to let you know that because we're the best of the best in the entire industry, and we're one of the very few companies that has a premier partnership with Google, you better believe that there's going to be a lot of competing companies that will go online and try to write negative things about us in efforts to make us look bad, you know? So if you go to our Better Business Bureau and just put in, you know, Local Splash on the BBB, you'll see that in 19 years as a corporation, we've only had about 16 negative complaints actually filed against us. And that's out of over 48,000 active clients, right? So that's less than 0.01% of our happy clients. But also, the reason we maintain an A-plus rating on the BBB is because anyone that's ever filed anything against Local Splash, it's all been resolved. So there is not one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that we did not fulfill what we promised them. You know, so that's the number one thing I wanted to tell you. And plus, even with all of these bogus reviews and competing companies that try to smear our name, we still maintain a 4.2 average rating on Google with 891 reviews. So we have over 800 five-star ratings. So, you know, you kind of have to consider all of that, because at the end of the day, your company, OBM Flooring, has a fairly weak internet presence, right? So there's a book of business in your backyard that's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business, right?
Well, so mm-hmm. I definitely understand that, and I get what you're saying, and I definitely, but there's a lot of, on Better Business Bureau that I'm looking at, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of inconsistencies on there. There's just a ton. Stay away. I mean, that's the one thing that I get mostly is stay away from the company. Once they take control of all your stuff, stay away. Do not use this company. And I mean, there's pictures of guys that look kind of, I mean, and I apologize. I am just, you know, I'm fed up with everything as far as I'm not trying to blame you guys, but there's just too much with the fact of, you know, I paid $402 weeks to start up the service, and they're taking a while, not happy, blah, blah, blah. And they, I mean, there's just the same thing that that I should have checked before signing up. So, and I know when I talked to them, I said, hey, I can, if I find anything, I can cancel. Yes, I'll get my money back, blah, blah, blah. You guys haven't started anything. I feel like it's the best time to just cancel and say maybe another time.
I see. Okay. So that's the thing, Oleg. I don't know where you got the perception that you would get the money back, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to the $498 that you paid being a non-refundable amount. And that's only because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, the manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So we get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't had your client interview yet, but we still already started the process, and we have you up on some of the directories. I can send you a screenshot of the dashboard and the actual work that's been done so far if you want to see it. But I want to come to one resolution with you. I'm not supposed to do this, but I heard on your voicemail that you said, have a blessed day. So I assume that you're a believer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, I've been with this company for 12 years, and I will tell you, as a born-again Christian, I would not be working here if it was a scam company and if this was not working for our clients. I've seen this change the lives of the business owners that we work with, and it's never our intention for anyone to spend, $199 monthly with us and then just break even, because if that were the case, it's nice, that you break even, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So our goal is to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, meaning that every client, gets $10 for every dollar that they spend. And with this, it's a no-brainer, because the difference between this program and Home Advisor or Angie Leads is that it's exclusive. So we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with does get the maximum amount of phone calls. So with that company, they're selling the leads to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And I hardly talk to people that get paid work off of that service. They're paying a ton of money out of pocket for leads. They're running all over town bidding on all this work, and then they get undercut by other companies because that's the way that that company makes its money, right? So with our service, what we do is you're not paying us for the spot or the position, if you will. You're paying us for the programming that it takes in order to get you up there and to keep you there on a consistent basis, which does take hundreds and hundreds of hours. So with that being said, if you would like to continue, even though, the terms and conditions with your, e-signature on it does say the $498 is non-refundable, what I would be willing to do is at least refund you $200 of your setup fee. And then, that would process today, so you'd have it back in your account within 24 to 48 hours. And then what I would also do is push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free on the back end. Because if you do want to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what next billings?
So if you decide to continue, right, it's a month-to-month subscription, right? So it would be, January 21st that you would be billed again, right? But I would push that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, which would give you all the way until February 4th of 2024. So you're still on a month-to-month subscription, Oleg, meaning that come February 4th, based on the results that you actually get and the phone calls that you receive, if you don't want to continue, no problem. You call us and you're not billed again. Just call us a couple of days before that February 4th billing. Go ahead.
Okay. You guys, I am looking at all you guys' reviews, and it just very inconsistent. I paid Vocal Splash, I didn't get any phone calls, blah blah blah. I'm just paraphrasing as far as what's said. Unhappy. I mean, you guys, I see that you guys are responding to these and hey Ben and blah, and stuff like that. But there isn't. There's just, it's answered, but just a lot of inconsistencies as far as, you know, I paid $300. I was told I would be getting verified code in the mail within 7 days and got verified code. It could be running. They called me 3 months ago and asked me if I received the code. And just, there's just like a lot of inconsistencies, you know. And another thing that just kind of gives me red flags is the lady that I talked to yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I just signed up. You guys haven't started anything. I'll be able to get my money back. She said, yes, you'll be able to get your money back, canceled. And that kind of, you know, gave me, okay, maybe they're not.
Oh, no. I wish she didn't say, yeah, she needs more training because we do that because of the exclusivity. You know, once we, you know, block off a position and secure the category, then we start that programming right away. So thank you for relaying that.
I'm trying to look at who that was,
Carmen.
That's where the inconsistencies come in because I was told one thing and you're telling me another thing. And that just gives me another red flag. That just reminds me of, and I apologize, I'm not trying to bruise you guys for something, but in a way, if I'm a man of my word, if I say something, I'm going to do it. And I want the same kind of company to work with me. And so I can't, I'm going to cancel it. I'm done. I don't want to do anything. If you want to, yes. I'll take that loss of $200. I'm fine with it. I would rather take a loss of $200 and go. My time is more valuable. I see that these guys have spent so much time trying to do it 3 months down the line. You know, they paid $600 or $700 and nothing is working for them. And now maybe some people are. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I'm blessed in a way to where I do have a lot of work and I would be nice to grow bigger, but then again, I need somebody that I can trust. And I'm not saying I don't trust you guys. I don't know you guys and just a lot of inconsistencies.
Yes. Okay. So I want to explain something to you only because, like I said, we've serviced over 48,000 clients in 19 years as a corporation all over United States and Canada, which means there's an absolute reason that tens of thousands of business owners do renew with this service month after month after month. It's not because anybody has to, right? Because they haven't signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. And I want you to kind of consider this because we're right down the street from Disneyland and I've had passes for the last 5 years. I love Disneyland. I've never had a problem with the park. I know that, you know, the owners are getting a little bit, you know, woke where I'm not knowing if I'm going to renew again. But other than that, I've always had, you know, A-plus experiences at the park, but yet I go online and I look up Disneyland and they have tons of one-star reviews and people calling it a scam and overpriced and that they tried to cancel a reservation and then they got blocked and all kinds of crazy things that people are writing about Disneyland, but yet I continue to go there and I have great results. Same thing with restaurants. You know, I've been to many restaurants before and I've had some where I've maybe had a bad steak, but that doesn't cause me to stop going out and ordering steak, right? It's all, you know, you have to give, you know, the chance based on your actual results rather than what people are reading. And, you know, just the one that you kind of paraphrased with someone saying, oh, they said I'd get a code and then they called back in 3 months and I didn't get it. You have to understand if you can see internally what's going on. What's a big pet peeve of mine is for somebody to pay us money to get them on the first page of Google and get their phone ringing, and then they have a mailbox that's not set up or a mailbox that doesn't have a voicemail, because that is a pet peeve. You know, they're kind of throwing money down the toilet at that time, right? If they're not answering their phone when people call them. Well, those type of clients, they don't answer the phone when we call them either. So we'll see, sent the code, we called and we tried to get the number. There's 8 different attempts. There's emails, there's text messages, and that client's not being responsive. And then when it comes down to, oh, 3 months went by and I didn't get the code, what happened? We say, look, we tried everything we could. And, you know, our hands are tied. If you don't give us that information, there's not much we can do other than continuing to reach out to you. Right? And that's a part of the process that's very, very important to Google, Oleg, is that Google will protect you as a small business in the area from a large corporation trying to come in and get on the first page and steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. So that's why that's such an important part of Google verification, is they'll send you a 5-digit code in the mail. When you get it back to us, we submit it, and now they trust you, and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area, and we can actually publish them. And you have to look at it like this, that, let me use my calculator real quick and just make sure that I can figure this out accordingly. So if you do continue and I process that $200 refund, right, and then I give you the extra 2 weeks on the back end, that means that if you take that money that you've already spent and divide it out among 6 weeks of service, that you're only paying $4.42 a day in order to keep this active. So, you know, you would spend a lot more money in your time spent trying to get yourself verified on Google if you even tried to do it yourself. And you can do that for free. You don't have to hire a company. But that in and of itself won't bring you clients, because it's not going to bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? So that's what we specialize in. So let me just see here. If you go to Google and you put in flooring, for example, for Santa Rosa Beach, Google shows right under the search bar that there's 10,500,000 results. Now, you and I both know there's not 10,500,000 flooring companies in Santa Rosa Beach, right? So what's happening is Google is pulling data from that area, all the surrounding years, in over, you know, 20 years of optimization, every company that's kind of gone on and created a Google business page. So you know that no one's going to search through 10,500,000 links in efforts to find you. You know, the reality is that 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off of page 1, and then yet less than 1% will click to page 2.
And, well, I don't, and I see all the companies that I've been at and I worked with, and I know, you know, there's only a few that will say Santa Rosa Beach. Now, there are some LLCs that temporarily closed, and they'll say that, but overall it's just stores.
Well, I'm talking about if you look on the on Google, and you know, it'll show different from a smartphone than from a desktop, but if you put in anything, let's say you put in plumber near me, right under the search bar you'll see a little gray area, and it'll show the number of results. So that's what Google is pulling data from, all of these different areas. So let's say that you were a search engine optimization guru and you knew how to do programming and you knew how to build a website that had meta tags and links and indexes in it, and you thought you could get yourself ranked by yourself. And after, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming and several weeks of reconstructing websites, let's say that you were so good at what you did that eventually you got yourself to the second page of the search results. That's not even going to benefit you, because less than 1% of consumers will click to page 2, right? So in your area, I don't know if Charlie went over these analytics with you or not when he did sign you up, but over the last 30 days, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that's what I was saying earlier, is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is that OBM flooring is nowhere to be found on the first page, so it's slipping through your fingers, right? And this is something that will help capture that for you. And
yeah, I mean, OBM flooring isn't, yes, it's not on the business page, but
exactly.
Word of mouth. Big for me, and I've been consistently busy and very slammed to where, yeah, the Google thing is a good thing. I just still feel like it's, for me, it's just too much to where it's not, something's not lining up, because if even the fact of, you know, canceling, I noticed that there were so many that, hey, I canceled it and I'm still getting charged. I'm canceled and I'm still getting charged. I'm canceled and I'm still getting charged. you know, and so something's going on where I get it. I mean, there's inconsistencies because there's so many people that work with you guys. You guys did promise, you know, oh, that's just one person, you know, we have this one position open. But then again, there's so many people that are saying there's nothing, you know, nothing valid about it, or I'm not getting anything. So there's obviously something wrong with the fact that you guys are hiring too many people and not, you know, not fulfilling your orders in a way. Because, yeah, there are a couple that are, you know, 5-star reviews. But overall, it's just, hey, no, I paid the company $2,600 to take my advertisement. I received an average 2 to 4 calls a day, you know, and blah, 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 blah. But they're still not happy. I didn't get
anything.
Well,
that's the thing, Oleg. Nobody's asking you to spend $2,600 with us. You know, it's $4 and something cents a day out of the money that you've already paid to continue with this. And let's say you came to February 4th and you said, oh, I hate it. I shouldn't have continued. I'm going to cancel. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because at that point, the website will be up and running. You'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be submitted to some of the directories. If you ever canceled, obviously you won't be on the first page because that's where the programming stops. But still, everything that we've created for you, you'll always have that for your business, right? So, and that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, as a new business like you, if you're not out there yet, and especially for someone like you that has a moral, ethical job and you have a quality service and you get a lot of word of mouth referrals, that shows me that you would do amazingly well with Google. Because look at it like this. Let's say that I'm new to your area and I happen to run across a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you, right? Of course I'm going to hire you, because that's word of mouth and that's the highest recommendation you can get, right? But if I didn't have that type of a personal connection, I'm going to just type into the computer what it is that I need, and this way your company's still going to show up on the first page. And, you know, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, you know, continue with this and 1,018 new clients are going to come flooding in, because that's absolutely not realistic. But we do know that statistically 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know, but either way, I do want you to be comfortable. So, you know, I just want you to kind of weigh out all your options, because you're looking at, you know, 16 negative reviews on the Better Business Bureau out of over 48,000 active clients that are happy with us and that are getting great results. So you have to understand that as well. And I'm sure you know, most people, if they get impeccable results and their phone is ringing and they're taking client calls and they're growing their business, most people don't go on and go back and compliment a company and give them 5 stars. It's always the ones that want to complain that go on, and, you know, you're more prone to get a negative review. And I think that in 19 years as a corporation, you know, if there is a small handful, even if they were legitimate, that's still, you know, a drop in the bucket compared to what our existing clients are experiencing. And I'll give you one example. Extra Space Storage, have you heard of them, that corporation?
No.
Okay. Extra Space Storage, you can look them up. They're centralized in Utah. They came on board with us about 7 years ago, and they were very nervous. They did just a small pilot with 4 locations. They grew exponentially, and they just celebrated their 1,300th location listed. So, and that's something that they actually flew out to Southern California where we're located, and they had food trucks for us and a big celebration because they were so excited that they grew their business at an exponential rate. And we hear that over and over again, whether it's a small company or whether it's a big corporation like Extra Space Storage or Vivint Security. Overall, we have a huge reputation. If not, Google would have never given us a premier partnership. I'll send you a link to that right now just so that you can see it, and you can actually solidify at business google.com/partners that that's a legitimate premier partnership badge. There's only 7 companies in the entire nation that has that elite status with Google. We happen to be one of them. And what it means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you're also going to have that extra support staff available for your business.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. I feel like, I don't know, with all these scams, and like a scam, and just unfulfilled promises, I'm going to cancel. What drives me is the fact that yesterday I was told I was going to get my money back because you guys haven't done anything today. I'm only getting half of it, you know, and then I don't know what happens later down the line. So I feel like I'm just going to cancel. Whatever I can get, I'll get out of it. You guys can keep the $250 or whatever that I paid, and I'm just going to cancel it and move down the line with this. I'm not happy with this. I know you guys, I haven't given you guys a chance, but there's just too much after spending $600, getting 0 leads from them, canceled my service. They have not removed their phone number from my listing, such as they're stealing business from my company by doing this. I mean, there's just so much that inconsistency. I think there's more negative reviews than I see positive reviews, and I've just been scrolling through while you've been talking, just negative. And so, yes, I'm going to cancel. You guys can keep the, you know, whatever we agreed on, but I don't want this to be a month-to-month thing. And I want it done and over with.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, because that's obviously not your fault, what Carmen told you yesterday, but I will definitely honor that. She's not supposed to do that, and that's against what it is in our terms and conditions. But just to put a good taste in your mouth, I will cancel the account, and I'll offer you a full refund, okay? We will put her through more training. She's not supposed to say that, but it, like I said, that's not on you. That's on our end. So I'll process that right now. And like I said, you'll have that, you know, back in your account in what, 24 to 72 hours, depending on your bank. Okay.
Well, and then that's a start. I like that because, you know, if I say something in my business, I do it. I know she, you know, training is a big thing, but you guys can definitely look at through what we talked about, and she said it 100%. I'm not making it up.
I believe you. No, I believe you. You wouldn't have said that unless it happened. So I believe you. So I'm processing that now. And like I said, I'm so sorry that it didn't work out for you. I know that you would have loved it. But in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week and a Merry Christmas too, okay?
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, Oleg. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.